Yes. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In the Braj Vilas Stava is an interesting verse which describes how the gopis go to the shore of the river Yamuna and there find in deep meditation Lord Shiva, Sada Shiva, the original Shiva, and they pray to him that please bless us that we will be embraced by the jewel-like arms of Krishna. And Sada Shiva, who is the master of all devotees, blesses these gopis, and as a result of his blessings, together with his wife's Kadyayani's blessing, the gopis actually meet Krishna. About Shiva sitting in Vrindavan and giving instruction in the highest spiritual truth, there is one work, the Sanat Kumar Sanghita, and we will read a few verses each evening from this wonderful Sanghita. It starts with Narada Muni going to Vrindavan, and there on the bank of the river Yamuna, he finds Sada Shiva, the master of both the demigods and the universe, who sits at the Yamuna shore, deep in meditation. And Narada Muni bows down to him and addresses him, O master of the demigods, Deva Deva Mahadeva Savagya Jagat Ishvara, O great Lord, O all-knowing one, O master of the universe, O sage wise in the science of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, O best of they who know the mantras glorifying Lord Krishna. And then he, Narada Muni says, how Brahma teached him, the king of mantras, and many other Krishna mantras. After Narada Muni had done so many austerities, he had fasted, he did not see or speak to women, he slept on the ground, he conquered all the six vices beginning with love, lust, and controlled the external senses. And he meditated on Lord Krishna and did not think of anything else. So he was pure. And then he heard from his father many mantras. And it's interesting what instructions Brahma gave him, how one should chant Krishna mantras. Do you want to know these instructions? You should meditate day and night about Krishna and his qualities, and then chant mantras to glorify him. While you chant the mantras to glorify Krishna, you must always think of the meaning of the mantra. For instance, when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we will think of different meanings. Please accept me your service. Please give me taste for you. Please attract my mind with your sweetness, and so on. So you should not just chant the mantra, but you should also meditate about the meaning of the mantra. This is how you should do. And then you should shed, means cry, tears of love. While you chant these mantras and think of the meaning, you must cry, Suresh Nimai. You must cry, and the hairs of the body should stand erect in ecstasy. This is how one should chant. It's very interesting. Here the instruction is, chant with feeling and chant with your mind. Think of the meaning of the mantra. Amazing, huh? So Narada Muni describes that how he did like this, and he talks about different mantras also, and he says many things. Then he asks a question. My dear sage, he asks Sarashiva, in Kali Yuga people can't do all these austerities which I have done. They are unintelligent, unfortunate, slow, and everything. So there should be a mantra for them which helps them, which is just suitable to them. And Sadashiva says, so Narada Muni says, O Master Sadashiva, please tell what method the people of Kali Yuga may adopt to easily attain the transcendental abode of Lord Hari. O Lord, what mantra will carry the people from this world of birth and death so that everyone can benefit? Please tell us that mantra which even lazy and unfortunate people can do without Purasharan, that means many rituals, Nyasa, Yoga, Sanskaras, and other things. Please, if I am competent to hear it, tell me that mantra. So Sadashiva is very pleased with this question and tells him two peerless Krishna mantras. One mantra is Gopi Jana Vallabha Charano Sharanam Prapatye. Gopi Jana Vallabha Charano Sharanam Prapatye. I take shelter of the feet of he who is the gopi's beloved. The second mantra is Namo Gopi Jana Vallabhabhyam. Namo Gopi Jana Vallabhabhyam. Vallabhabhyam. Obeisances to the divine couple who are dear to the gopis. So those who know something about mantras know that these mantras can be found in the same way in the Gayatri mantras. It's the last before the... No, it's the one before the last. So these are the best mantras. They don't need any training, but everyone can chant it. The paralyzed, the blind, the lame. You don't need nyasis, Ari Shuddhi, Mitra Shuddhi, any kind of purificatory things. You can be an Andhra, a Huna, via Hunas, the Germans. Kiratas, Pulindas, Pulkashas, everything. Even you can be full of pride and ego. But if you are not devoted to Lord Krishna, this mantra will not help you. You must be devoted to Lord Krishna. Then only you can, this mantra will, can help you. So when you chant this mantra, you will attain success. Of this there is no doubt. You should chant this mantra 10 times daily. We do it 30 times daily. But now it gets interesting. While Sadashiva says, so Narada Muni, O best of Brahmanas, now I will tell you the meditation of this mantra. And here's the meditation. I meditate on two-armed Lord Krishna, who is dark like a monsoon cloud. You please, while you hear this, look at Radha Rasa Bihari, and while looking, you should meditatively look, not with closed eyes, but with open eyes, and just see the form as it is described. I meditate on two-armed Lord Krishna, who is dark like a monsoon cloud. He is dressed in yellow garments, garlanded with forest flowers. He has a peacock feather, and he is garlanded with a garland out of lotus. His face is splendid like 10 million moons, and his eyes move about restlessly. His forehead is marked with a tilak of sandal past and musk. He has two splendid earrings, like two rising suns. His cheeks are anointed, and there is perspiration on his cheek. And in this way, his cheeks look like two glistening mirrors. He has raised eyebrows, and he playfully glances at the face of his beloved. The tip of his graceful raised nose is decorated with a glistening pearl. His bimba red fruit lips are splendid in the moonlight of his teeth. That means his teeth shine on his lips like so many moons. His hands have bracelets, armlets, and jewel rings. He holds a flute in his left lotus hand, and around his waist, is a graceful belt. His feet are splendid with graceful ankles. His eyes are restless with the nectar of amorous pastimes. Krishna jokes with his beloved and makes her laugh again and again. Like sometimes Krishna will show in the forest of Vrindavan some beautiful fruits, and he will laugh about the fruits, and then Radharani will also laugh about the fruits, because Krishna remembers how he was throwing these fruits to his sakas, and they couldn't catch them. So Krishna laughs about this. Hare Krishna. Or he remembers how his sakas ate the fruits to see if they taste good, and then give them to Krishna if they taste good. So Krishna laughs about this. And Krishna stays with his beloved on a jeweled throne under a kalpa vriksha tree in Vrindavan's forest. In this way, one should meditate on Lord Krishna and his beloved. So we will hear now about how one should meditate about Radharani if we chant this mantra. We can also chant Hare Krishna and think in the same way that Krishna is has wonderful cheeks. You can see these cheeks are glistening from perspiration. He has a peacock feather. He plays a flute. And his garments are very yellowish. So then you can meditate about Radharani. Srimati Radharani is on the Lord's left side. Please look at her. And she is dressed in blue garments. She is splendid like molten gold. The edge of her garment covers her graceful lotus smile. It's very nice. Radharani doesn't want everyone to see that she smiles, so she takes the edge of her garment to cover her smile. Her restless chakori bird eyes dance on Krishna's face. Radharani looks at Krishna and she cannot believe the beauty of Krishna's face, and therefore she gazes at Krishna's face, and her eyes look, they jump around. Why? That sometimes she looks at the tilak, sometimes he looks at the decoration on the cheeks, but sometimes she also looks at the arched eyebrows with which Krishna signals Radharani, making different signals. Hare Krishna. Wonderful. With her forefinger and thumb, she places betel nuts and crushed betel leaves in her beloved's lotus mouth. See, this is in our Radharani has forefinger and thumb and places betel nuts and crushed betel leaves. She has full raised breasts. She is decorated with a glistening pearl necklace. Her waist is slender. She has broad hips decorated with tinkling ornaments. She is decorated with jewel earrings, finger rings, toe rings, bracelets, armlets, and tinkling golden anklets. Her limbs are graceful with the best of beauty. She is always in the prime of youth, and she is always plunged in the nectar of bliss. And then Sadashiva says, O Narada, king of Brahmanas, her friends are with her. They are the same age and have the qualities of Radharani, and they devotedly serve her with chamaras, fans, and other articles. So in this way, when we chant the mantras, you should please remember, the mantras should be chanted day and night while one meditates about Radha and Krishna. and meditates on the meanings of the mantras, one should meditate how Radha and Krishna are coming through the forest of Vrindavan, and how the steps of their lotus feet spread a beautiful effulgent light through Vrindavan. There's one song. Oh, Mere Radha, Mere Radha. I am doing Jaru Seva, means sweeping, before your palace in Vasana. Mere Radha. And then I sometimes look while I'm doing my Jaru Seva before your palace. I'm looking when the door is opening, and then through the little opened door, I look how you and Krishna walk in your palace. Then I quickly look again to do my Jaru Seva, and I again quickly look if I can see through the open door. Mere Radha. Then I see how you are coming through the forest of Gevavan, and I do my Jaru Seva. While I do this, I sweep the forest so that you will not step on the pebbles and on the thorns. And sometimes I look behind the vines, and if you want, you can show me how you are coming with Krishna through the vine. But I'm doing my Jaru Seva. Radharani, Mere Radha. I have done so many sadhanas, but nothing was successful. Now I'm only doing this one service, sweeping before your palace with a jaru, with a broom. This is good enough for me. This is how the devotees feel. So while we do chant the mantras, this is the idea. We beg for service. Now tomorrow we will hear what is the meaning of these mantras. Karunamayi will be in Gadagiri, but we will meditate the meaning to Karunamayi so that she can receive everything in her heart. Good. That is our little reading. Let us end our reading by happily saying Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.